You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
When Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th, we immediately saw online content created by ordinary people being used to keep the world updated on the war's progress. These people have been labelled by many as citizen journalists and are still on the front lines of the conflict, providing self-made news content. Documenting firefights, shellings, and war crimes, the role of citizen journalists is becoming increasingly important, with content produced by them receiving a lot of attention. I spoke to the head of journalism at the Auckland University of Technology, Dr. Gregory Treadwell, to learn about the role that citizen journalists play. What is a citizen journalist?
I guess a citizen journalist is somebody who takes on the role of reporter in a variety of different contexts. And I know that a lot of the focus at the moment is on citizens who report on war, but it doesn't have to be that kind of thing. A citizen journalist is somebody who, without any paid employment, finds it compelling to report on events in the public interest. So a citizen journalist, if you like, is a reporter who doesn't have a newsroom. But there are differences, of course. But essentially, between a citizen journalist and a professional journalist, significant and important differences. But the fundamental role, I guess, of what they do from day to day is pretty similar in that they seek stories and tell stories that the public needs to hear. Sometimes those citizens are doing it in a counter-media kind of way because they believe, for whatever reasons, that the media isn't doing its job properly. So they need this alternative source of information to be available to the public and counter the media narratives, if you like. But sometimes citizen journalists are just people who enjoy doing that stuff. And so there's a whole range from there was a thing, I don't know if it still exists in the US, called iReport, where you could sort of pop into a phone booth-like device, you know, throw a 50-cent coin in and do your, you know, actually pay for the right to report, and then make your report about the baseball game you've just seen or whatever. And then that would go out through CNN to their website in a special section called iReport. That kind of citizen journalism, of course, is very different to the sort of citizen journalism that's going on in Ukraine at the moment. But essentially, a citizen journalist is somebody who does reporting without getting paid for it.
So, obviously, there's the war in Ukraine, and there's also, right now, there's a lot of tensions in Israel. The Journalists Union has said that 23 journalists have been killed in Ukraine since the war began, and an Al Jazeera journalist was recently killed on the West Bank.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's still important that conventional journalists be sent to war zones when there are a lot of, I guess, citizen journalists or accidental journalists there to report on what's happening?
Because no matter the moral right of the war, and war, to be honest, has no moral rights, but there's usually a side that has more moral right than the other, or at least that's what we think about war, and therefore we're always judging who's in the right and who's in the wrong. And a citizen journalist is not in a good position to do that. I couldn't live in a country under attack and hold some kind of detachment, some kind of neutrality, some kind of detached observer position, you know. So there may be good reasons for citizen journalists in a war zone to be reporting on human rights abuses, war crimes, things that professional journalists can't get to. And that is one of the great advantages of having citizens reporting on the ground in a war, is that it's very difficult for professional journalists these days to get to the war, to the front, even if they want to, because governments and armies are just so manipulative and controlling now. The Vietnam War, which really opened up the West's eyes to the wars it conducts, was really the last war where journalists got right to the front line. And some of the images, particularly from photojournalists that came back from the Vietnam War, really shocked the citizens of the Western democracies, and the support for war fell away. Now, of course, military governments who want to conduct war for whatever reason would rather have journalists nowhere near the front, so the public does not get to see the horrors and sheer brutality and awfulness of war. So for this, in this context, where journalists are under so much more control than they were, say, in the Vietnam War, then citizen journalists might be the only ones who can report how many children were in that church that was bombed, or how many executions went on in the public square today. So I think citizen journalists in Ukraine are incredibly important, but I don't think they can do the whole job. They don't have the access, if you like. It's pretty limited access, but the access that journalists do have to the military, the war commanders, the president, those sorts of things. So we need both, I think. But I see citizen journalists more as part of the resistance than part of the media.
With so much misinformation and fake news out there, especially with Russia embarking on a massive misinformation campaign at the start of the war, there's a lot of social media content that is untrue and a lot of user-made content and citizen-made content that's untrue. So what actions should news organisations take to ensure that their content is accurate and truthful?
By pausing before hitting the publish button. This is about the most important thing, I think, that we can do in terms of verification of digital content in this crazy, difficult age we live in. So I think that it's not best to be first anymore. It's best to be right, even if that means you're second or third or fourth or fifth. And there are plenty of examples, and the one that they talk about a lot is the Boston Marathon bombing of some years ago now, when the police were even after a certain person for having done it, who was completely innocent because of misinformation that had been repeated by the mainstream media. So the journalists sometimes feel that the citizen journalist or the Facebook publisher or however you want to think of them is there to be beaten in terms of time, but I don't think that's true these days. Let's face it, journalists don't really break stories anymore. Twitter does. So our job as journalists has changed significantly to even more of an emphasis on verification of content. So there are some old rules about journalism. One of them is that the essence of journalism is the discipline of verification, so never publishing anything until you've checked it out yourself. Now, this becomes much more difficult in digital journalism, of course, with the tools and skills that are out there against us to try and fake something or pass it off as real. But then there are counter tools emerging too. Even Google has a wonderful initiative called the Google News Initiative, where it has a number of trainers who go around newsrooms around the world, and indeed they've come in to talk to our NAUT students in the journalism department here where I work. And I know that they're engaged with many journalists in newsrooms around New Zealand and other countries, teaching journalists how to verify video, how to look into the metadata of an image to see if it's been manipulated or not, teaching them some of the global verification, sort of, did this happen here? Well, let's have a look at the shadows in June in that part of the world and see if they match the images in the video we've been given. It's claimed that this was taken in say south of New Zealand in the middle of winter, well, you know, at 12 o'clock in the day, well, those shadows are far too short to be New Zealand in that time of year. There are many, many ways and details in digital content that we can verify it. And so journalism, in a way, now that we've been flooded with information from a million different directions on a million different platforms and everybody's standing in the middle spinning, really the job of the journalist now is to slow down and sort the shit from the wheat, if that's the right expression. You know, so that if we're going to call it journalism, then we have to be able to rely on it, that it isn't just a bit of misinformation being passed on.
That was Dr. Gregory Treadwell on the rise of citizen journalists.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.